I have Jim Volk on the phone. He's the Unisys Vice President of the Microsoft Alliance. He's here to talk to us about unified communications. Microsoft just made an announcement recently releasing all their unified communications products that they've been working on feverishly over the last couple of months. Jim, tell us a little bit about Unisys' involvement. And give us a little bit of background on unified communications and tell me what your involvement is with Microsoft's unified communication technology.
Okay, well, Unisys has been involved both in the telecommunications industry through our voicemail products and various networking support and hosting work that we do, and also, of course, have been deeply involved with Microsoft in deployment of Exchange and SharePoint. We're one of the three largest users of SharePoint in the world here at Unisys, so we have a lot of experience with different ways that that's used. And we've been involved with the Unified Communications Initiative and the precursor thinking around where Microsoft wanted to go in the space really since fall of 2005, and more extensively with a very formal program running from summer of 2006. So we've been pretty deeply involved in both the preparation and go-to-market strategies and also in the technology.
Can you tell me what Unisys actually announced on their end of the solution, or is it something that you've worked in that's mainly internalized into the products that Microsoft announced?
Well, Unisys has a number of capabilities in the unified communication space. We have for about a year had a very specific business blueprinting methodology that is related to convergence roadmap development and understanding how customers might integrate the different unified communications componentry into their infrastructure. And related to that, we also do infrastructure consulting. We do desktop and device lifecycle management related to those products. Importantly, in enterprise environments, we do a lot of work around securing those products and assuring that as people add new modalities into their communications infrastructure, that that stuff is controllable, secure, and trackable. We also have specific offerings related to Exchange server consolidation and SharePoint integration in the context of a unified communications environment. And we also provide disaster recovery services and the large server infrastructure that it takes to do those kinds of things.
Do you actually announce hardware products coming out of this?
We haven't announced a hardware product. What we have is a communication center of excellence where NEC and Nortel and a variety of other vendors have contributed hardware and solutions expertise so that we can benchmark different hardware solutions for customers. Because we don't sell to consumers directly, most of our customers are Fortune 1000 enterprise customers. So the hardware that we would provide would be Unisys servers and servers that we source from other vendors to fill out a complete data center offering.
All right. I think I remember seeing a lot of those products over the summer when they were road showing a lot of the solutions. So.
Yeah. We did a pretty extensive set of unified communications roadshow kinds of things. We had a wine tasting event that we did for C-level executives, and we've done a fair amount of work out in the marketplace around this. There's really kind of two roads that people are taking around IP telephony, which is one of the key components in the unified communication strategy. One of those is essentially a strategy that works in concert with existing PBX infrastructure, kind of what a lot of people refer to as the old telephone guy infrastructure. And a second one that moves outside of that and goes directly to IP telephony as kind of the base transport. There are a few things that are still kind of in process related to the SIP protocols and the ability to manage and those kinds of things that have limited the ability to deploy that broadly in some consumer environments. It's less of an issue, actually, in some of the enterprise environments, but more important for enterprise customers is that they may have a large investment in their existing PBX infrastructure. But I think pretty much everybody in the industry agrees that eventually the notion of a completely digitized telephony environment is inevitable, and things are going to move that way, both for economic reasons and because of convenience and functionality. The question is, when does that happen? And when it does happen, who's going to be driving the train? Microsoft certainly has a great leg up with the effort that they put into this and with the current OCS product. I don't think it's completely open and shut that Microsoft's infrastructure vision will dominate this market, but I think that their idea that it will be a digitized world in which the whole range of rich functionality that we've come to expect in a lot of other areas will be extended into the telephony experience, I think that for sure is going to happen. So the uptake in the commercial environment is likely to be more rapid in smaller businesses because they probably have less invested in their current telephony environment, so there's less of an economic barrier to them adopting. And probably over time that moves up the food chain into the larger and larger enterprises. Probably 3 years from now, almost everybody will be either on a fully digitized telephony environment in their internal business, or will be in the process of moving to that. So we, you know, it clearly is a big market, and there doesn't appear to be much difference of opinion about which way it's going to go.
Yeah, but I wonder, does Microsoft have do you think Microsoft has enough influence in the industry to make to kind of drive what's happening with digitizing the telephony environment?
Well,
there's quite a few solutions out there. I mean, even like with Cisco, you know, they're pretty powerful. Solution there.
Well, I think Cisco is clearly the other player in the game, and the approach that Cisco has taken has probably better traction for this intermediate period when you're in mixed environments and takes advantage of the infrastructure that Cisco already has deployed. I think actually it's weaker long term, and here's why. The when Microsoft first started talking about unified communications publicly a little more than a year ago, they had a pretty broad vision of what the ecosystem was going to look like and how partners could play, but they really weren't very specific about what kinds of partners Microsoft needed. That's something that Microsoft has done very well in the desktop environment, in the server environment. They built a tight ecosystem where Microsoft provided horizontal platform infrastructure and vertical partners provided the draw that actually linked that to customer value. And they didn't do that very effectively a year and a half ago, and I think they are much more conscious of that and much more focused in the way that they are engaging with partners to provide that intermediate infrastructure. So the advantage that they have is that they're much better, once they get the bit in their teeth, they're much better at enabling a partner ecosystem than Cisco has been. And I think if you look at what Cisco's deploying now and the kinds of things that they're putting in the marketplace, you'll see that that really hasn't changed very much and that they really don't provide a big opportunity for other big players to get a piece of the value chain on an ongoing basis, and Microsoft is very good at doing that.
Tell me about what do you think the holy grail of unified communications looks like right now? Like, I'm talking about like immediate future, and then maybe what it'll look like in years to come, and how Microsoft is kind of where does Microsoft and you, where do you fit into that?
Well, I think Microsoft's great strength is in driving demand at the corporate and IT level through end-user advocacy. In other words, end-users say, I've used this stuff, I really like it, I want it in my corporate environment, and that causes the big enterprises to be responsive. And I think they're doing a very good job of providing that kind of draw for this initiative. Even though many of the components that we saw demonstrated on stage in San Francisco are things that our teenagers use every day, they use it in a different context. They may use it as a part of their instant messaging world or as a part of their gaming environment. And the idea that you can get that same flexibility and that same rich experience and that same notion of presence that helps you to understand who you want to try and pull into a given communications context, into a meeting or into a conference call, those are things that are very powerful, and people are going to want to do that. And once the users start to see, well, it's possible other people are doing it, how come we don't have it, that's going to put pressure on IT departments and internal telephony departments to figure out how they're going to provide that capability. So I think really the holy grail is to get to a platform infrastructure that includes the unified communications components that people see as reliable, as easy to deploy, as easy to manage, if the people who are spending the infrastructure money have that impression, and if they have a lot of demand from their users for the capability, then you'll see people shifting over in that direction. I would say almost everything that is needed is available today. And if you have a company like Unisys that can fill in any of the missing pieces that might concern a larger enterprise around security, around regulatory compliance, around archival, around disaster recovery, and we can do all those things, and others can as well, then you've eliminated most of the barriers to going forward and deploying it, and it becomes really an economic choice about when do you do it as opposed to one of you know, is it really ready for prime time? So I think it clearly is ready for prime time, and it's going to ride this kind of economic justification curve as it moves up into the enterprise.
Okay, great. Well, I didn't have any other questions. I was wondering if you wanted to, basically drive home any other points that that are important to you that you thought listeners might want to know about your work with Microsoft on the UC technology.
Well, in the past year, as we've been doing some of our initial customer events and touch points with customers, the unified communications as a general topic and Microsoft unified communications as an approach to providing the capability has been one of the highest draw events that we have done. The customers want to sign up. The people who sign up are senior decision makers in our customer base. The turnout is very high in comparison to other events. If we put it out say we have a very limited C-level event where we're going to invite 20 people and we invite 20 people, typically if 12 or 13 people come to that event, we think that we've done pretty well. For these events, we put it up to 20 and 30 people want to come. And so we say, okay, we'll stretch and we'll invite 30, and 28 of them actually show up. So it's been a very, very high interest topic. The people who come to those events really believe that this is the way that things are going to go and that they want to understand it better. And what's been missing in those discussions are some of the questions that you asked earlier, which is, what are the specific things that we would have to do and how ready is this stuff and can we come and see it? And so that's one of the reasons that we put together the Communication Center of Excellence, to show them how it works in a variety of different enterprise environments and show them, is it ready for prime time? Yeah, it sure looks like it is to us. And once you start using this stuff, it's very addictive. So if you get people to deploy a trial number of clients, those people are going to go crazy, because it really, really does improve your ability to communicate and gives you a bunch of different options in the way that you want to communicate and interact, and when you need to be offline and not available. It gives people information about why and how long and so on in ways that you really don't have today or that are hard to use today. So I guess the message is that I think it really is hot. I think that people really want to do something in the space, and that we're going to see a lot of adoption from early adopters moving quickly up the curve. So, and it's going to be an interesting horse race to see if people who are already established in the minds of the internal IT departments have an edge over the Microsoft approach of getting a kind of a groundswell with end users. But experience says that at the end of the day, the end users usually win because they're the ones who are users of the service.
I did have one more question. It kind of made me wonder why such high interest in the unified communications? What's driving people to your events?
Well, I think that there's really three different vectors. One of them is just straight up costs, and there are measurable return on investment benefits to going with this approach. But I don't really think that's what's really driving high interest. I mean, everybody's always looking for cost savings. I think what it is that it's an idea that is compelling. In terms of most of the things that people do in a business environment every day, everybody can relate to having to carry six devices, and now maybe they can get by with one or two. Having to figure out, well, the guy called me on my cell phone. I really want to pick up on a landline, or I really want to pick that up on my PC, and having all that stuff interact flexibly. And it's an idea that interests people, and so. In many cases, the IT departments, and especially the telephony departments, are one or two steps removed from the people who are actual users of this technology, but this is a kind of a discussion that everybody can relate to, and so people immediately understand why it might be important and why it can change the way that they do business. So, I think that there's been a fair amount of hype over the last couple of years, and people are now looking at, well, is this now something that I can wrap my arms around? It goes from popular mechanics, space age of pictures to things that I can ask somebody to come in and demonstrate to me, and that if I like that, I can install. And I think that's that sense of it's ready kind of. Drives people to say, well, if this is ripe, I need to know more about it. And if I know more about it, then I need to be able to talk intelligently to the people that drive investment in my company about why we need to do this.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time and your interest in Unisys. And